There's so many different things in our hymnal that we don't read or we don't do or we can't sing because we don't know all the words or we don't know that song or that tune. And sometimes teaching us a new song is not always a pleasant experience. Sometimes it is more than others. This morning I'd like for you to listen to the words of Go Down Moses. And I wish we could sing this song the way I've heard it sung before. It says, "When Israel was in Egypt land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. Thus saith the Lord, bold Moses said, let my people go. If not, I'll smite your firstborn dead, let my people go. No more shall they in bondage toil, let my people go. Let them come out with Egypt's spoil, let my people go. We need not always weep and mourn, let my people go, and wear those slavery chains forlorn, let my people go. Come, Moses, you will not get lost, let my people go. Stretch out your rod and come across, let my people go." You see, as Israel stood by the water's side, as God's command, it did divide. When they had reached the other shore, they sang a song of triumph o'er. O Moses, the cloud shall cleave the way, a fire by night and a shade by day. Your foes shall not before you stand, and you'll possess fair Canaan's land. This world's a wilderness of woe. O let us go to Canaan go. O let us all from bondage flee, and let us all in Christ be free. Come down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. I thought about a song that I learned as a youth at camp. Pharaoh sung to Louie Louie. Pharaoh, Pharaoh, oh baby, let my people go. Boop, 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 boop. But anyway, that's for a different time and place. But it's a neat song. It tells a story of watching them do the dead man float. I mean, it's got a lot of neat verses in it. But anyway, we need to remember those words of old. And in 1758, Charles Wesley, John Wesley's brother, wrote, "Our earth we now lament to see. Our earth we now lament to see with floods of wickedness overflowed, with violence, wrong, and cruelty. One wide extended field of blood where men like fiends each other tear in all the hellish rage of war. At last, on Abaddon's side, they mangle their own flesh and slay. Tophet is moved and open wide its mouth for the enormous prey, and myriads sink beneath the grave and plunge into the flaming wave. O might the universal friend this havoc of his creature see, bid our unnatural discord end, declare us reconciled in thee. Write kindness on our inward hearts and chase the murderer from our hearts. Who now against each other rise, the nations of the earth constrain, to follow after peace and prize, the blessings of thy righteousness reign, the joys of unity to prove, the paradise of perfect love." If you listen to those words, you see the things that was happening then are the things that are still happening today. Bloodshed is everywhere. There's violence, there's cruelty, there's wrong in our world. We see people dying on battlefields. We see people being blown apart in the highways and byways. We see venomous things coming out. We just see all these things, and they were writing about them then. They're writing about them now. We have come very far, but yet sometimes we stay right where we are. So we need to think about sometimes in this world that we live in and in the age that we live in. And as we look to do something to change, this particular thing is in our hymnal under social holiness. And when you think about social holiness, of what we can do, what you and I can better do to make our world a better place. So think about that this morning, because it kind of went along with everything that the sermon's going to be about this morning from Exodus, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 14, and how they got to the place they were. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "The month shall mark for you the beginning of the months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole congregation of Israel that on the 10th of this month, they are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year-old male. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts or the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night, and they shall eat it roasted over a fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roast it over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. Now, how many of you want that? Let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning, you shall burn it. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night. I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt. But human beings and animals, all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgments. I am the Lord, he says. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. Where I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance. This is the word of our Lord this day for us, his people. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you this day for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your word. And we ask now, Lord, that you hold us close at this hour, that you hold our hearts and our minds close to you, that we listen, Lord, to your words. I ask, Lord, you allow your words to be pleasing in my sight this day, upon my heart, upon my lips, that they, Lord, please those around them, that they are true in your sight. For it is your name I do pray. Amen.